Talktainment Radio Worldwide Sound. Talktainmentradio.com. We give you a reason to come. The world's greatest radio. We give you a reason to stay.
Radio, the way it should be heard.
You got the power.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the host and guest and not necessarily those of TalkTainmentRadio.com, the management, the staff, or K&E World Network, LLC.
Along with Trent McMurray today, Rita is on special assignment, so she will not be here today, but we will, Trent and I, Dynamite Show. We are supposed to have, in a few moments, basketball legend, Columbus hoop legend, Ed Skip Young is supposed to call in, and we're going to talk some basketball, Trent.
Basketball. We talking basketball?
We talking basketball. 1967 State, Ohio State
you
champions.
Sum it up.
Yeah.
We just talk about practice. We're sitting here, I'm supposed to be the franchise player, and we're in here talking about practice. I mean, listen, we're talking about practice. Not a game.
Not a game.
Yeah. Well, we're going to be talking about more than practice tonight.
Okay.
As we got Skip coming in, and he's going to lay some information on us and all that. Got to support those Linda McKinley Panthers. And boy, Skip and I had a great talk, Trent, throughout the week about the basketball players and really the sports figures that have come through Columbus, Ohio.
That's right.
Just outstanding list. Oh, yeah. Anyway, so we're looking forward to Skip calling in, and we're going to do our thing. Anyway, you're listening to it on TalkTainmentRadio.com. We go where you go, the world's greatest radio, and you are in touch with Talkin' Sports Plus, and this is the way that radio should be heard. Call-in numbers are number is 1-877-932-9766, or if you would like, you can Gmail me, as I advertised today, at the numeral 7, Mr. Bobby, B-O-B-B-Y, at gmail.com. I will get it, and I will read it, for Skip.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Okay, Trent, we got much, much, much to discuss. We're not going to get through the entire list. And, oh, by the way, now you heard of Trent's rant. Well, he's going to do something before the rant. I'm just going to tell you like this. He going to drop a dime on you, okay?
Yeah, I'm scared.
The brother went through the research vault, and he's been in it all day.
Lord have mercy.
But when I was going up at Ohio State, we used to call it the stacks.
Right.
He could be
exactly.
Up all day.
Exactly.
And when he came out, boy, he gave me some stuff, and I'm holding on as Trent. No, not Trent, but Keith Jackson used to say, "Whoa, Nelly."
Exactly.
So it's going to be nice. Okay, Trent.
Yep.
Let's talk about this before Skip calls in. We were talking, listening to the top sports franchises.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, according to Forbes magazine.
Uh-oh.
And guess who tops it, Trent?
I'm scared to say.
Well, just take a guess since I asked you to guess.
Okay, can I, we talking?
Well, I'm talking about top five sports franchises right now, according to Forbes magazine.
Well, my New York Yankees are in there somewhere. I'd say they're number two.
You are absolutely correct. The New York Yankees,
yes,
are number two, and this has nothing to do with the 27 or 28 championship.
27,
yeah, 27. That they had nothing to do with that. But guess who is above the New York Yankees by at least a billion?
Jerry's World.
Boy, you hitting them out the park tonight. Let's face it, folks. They don't call it America's team for nothing.
Yeah.
But the Dallas Cowboys, and I was shocked at that.
Well, I mean, Jerry, he spent $1 billion to build it, so it better be bringing in like $10 billion.
It is bringing in the bucks big time.
Wow.
I'm telling you. But you're right. The Yankees, they are second on the list. Okay. Yeah, they're second on. Yeah, I got called back on here. They're second on the list. Dallas is first. Guess who's third, Trent?
I have no clue.
Real Madrid.
Soccer. Football.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And then following that is Barcelona.
Okay.
Okay, now this is really going to shock you. The fifth top
money-making
franchise are my beloved, who haven't won a championship since 1973, the New York Knicks.
You got to be kidding me.
Forbes don't lie. That's the Bible, man.
Wow.
Forbes, the Knicks. Wow. I don't get that. They haven't won a championship since then.
And they're number five.
And they are number five because they are setting on the prime real estate.
Yes, they
up
are.
Up there in Madison Square Garden.
Yeah, they are. I'll give them that.
Manhattan.
Yes.
See, that's why when sports franchises start, they got to have New York in there.
That's true.
Because New York is, they can really do it all by themselves with that many people.
That's true, too.
But they want them in there.
I get it.
New York, let's see, followed by Manchester United,
another
soccer team.
Right.
A team that, you don't like, the Patriots at number seven. Yeah. And all you Faker fans, the L.A. Fakers are at eight. And then you have the Golden State Warriors at nine.
Uh-huh.
And then the New York Football Giants.
About daggone time. Now if we can just get a quarterback, we can move up the list.
You know what? Now, I have to admit, I am a diehard New York Football Giants fan.
You and me
both. But they messed up.
They did mess up.
When they didn't get Dwayne Haskins. Now, my people have told me, and I do have some people around in the New York area, they told me that Mr. Haskins is pissed.
He should be.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm pissed.
Yeah. Yeah. He is ticked off. So, man, oh, man, that's going to be something to see. And I think he's going to have he's going to give them hell to pay. So, I'm not going to be a Redskins fan, but
me
you know
neither.
How that is.
Me neither.
Yes. Okay, well, anyway, those are the top 10 sports franchises, according to Forbes magazine,
Forbes magazine.
Bible of keeping all those statistics. What you got for me, brother?
So, quarterback.
Okay.
Mark Sanchez.
Yeah.
He retired.
Yes, he did. He's going to go to the booth, isn't he?
He's going to become a college football analyst for ESPN.
Yeah.
Good for him.
Yeah.
Now, he's a bust, but he's a wealthy bust.
Yeah. No butt fumble on that one, huh?
No. He's a wealthy, quiet, made his money. Didn't turn out to be the dynamic that, you know, he was in college or they thought he was going to be in the pros. But he's a millionaire, and he put in 10 years in the league.
Has it been that long?
10 years.
I can't believe that. Wow.
10 years in the league, and he's done.
He's done. Okay. Let me tell my buddy, Skip Young, the lines are open, baby. You can go ahead and call in. We'll get you if that was you trying to call in.
No, that's me now.
Oh, that's you right now. Where in a minute?
Well there
let me get my girl together. Where's my girl at? Where's Shaka? Is she in here? Yeah. Come on, Shaka. Get tuned up. We got to have her, man. Yes, goodness. Okay, yeah, Skip is on the line. Oh, man, I'm up here. I didn't even, you know what, and I wasn't even paying attention to this red light.
Exactly.
All right, well, anyway.
That's because you don't go in the red light district.
No, I know. I don't do that, man. I don't know nothing about that. You see how it is, Skip. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, this is my man, Skip. Now, he doesn't know this because we didn't talk about this, but Trent, ever since I was a little boy, when I would see Skip and Clemens and Buck,
right.
and Buck, on Jimmy Crum used to broadcast the games, on Channel 4, here in Columbus. And man, I'm gonna tell you something, man, just to see them guys, Chris Brown, and just to see, they were just my heroes, man.
What'd you expect?
Yes,
hometown hero.
But now I got him, and I always wanted to talk to him. And then, thanks to S. Sarah Robinson, here at TalkTainmentRadio.com, she got me in touch with him, and me and Skip been talking. And we went, Trent, Skip and I went deep.
Oh, Lord.
Did we go deep, Skip? Hello?
We went back quite a way.
I'm glad my name didn't come up and I'm too young.
Well, no, you didn't do any of this. This had to be sports-wise. You did other things. Skip, how are you, my brother?
I'm doing fine. How you doing, Bob?
We are doing really good. Okay, we got you on the line, Skip. We can go through different memories or anything like that. I understand you're going to be recognized here. What's going on with that, Skip?
Well, we for about the last, I'd say since 2011, really, but myself, Dr. John Howard Jr., Wallace Chandler, both of them. John went to University High. Dr. Chandler went to Central. Of course, I went to Linden.
Yeah.
Came up with the idea of developing the Greater Columbus Basketball Legends Association. And since that time, we've been putting on Hall of Fame events for former players, teams, coaches, media personalities, and other people who've had significant impact on basketball in Central Ohio, Franklin County and surrounding county.
Okay. Yes. Excellent.
So we've got a Hall of Fame coming up this year. It'll be on August 24th of this year at the Ohio Historical Connection Museum,
mm-hmm.
800 East 17th Avenue. I'm sure you all know where that is.
Yeah,
yes, indeed. Fairground.
Yeah.
And so we'll be holding it there from 6 to 7 will be the meet and greet. And then from 7 o'clock, we'll actually start the actual induction program. We'll have a dinner and then have the awards portion.
Yes, yes, yes. Now, the proceeds from that, you and I were talking, but maybe people don't know. What's going to happen with the proceeds from that, Skip?
Well, pretty much what happens with that is that, we'll pay our bills, first of all, brother.
Of course.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Take care of that so we don't, so we can continue. So that's the major portion of that. We've done some things in the community, collaborated with the Columbus school system under the former superintendent, Good, where we went into some of the high school, went into Linden in particular, bought some iPads for students. Our website person taught them some technology, and they started writing articles for several years for local newspapers.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We've also actually had a youth sports program, which you guys are doing, on Talktainment there.
Uh-huh.
It didn't go as long as we anticipated, where youth were learning the business of the media and putting on and developing programs of that nature.
Mm-hmm.
So we've done a few things with that. We also recognize we have a program called student-athletes called MVPs of Character.
Okay.
So we picked several students from the area, we recognize their academics, their community service, and, of course, their athletic accomplishments.
Uh-huh.
And we award them. In fact, year before last, we recognized, one of the people recognized was Jordan Horston, who plays this year at the Afrocentric, was an All-American. McDonald's All-American, actually was the MVP for McDonald's All-American game, and who is slated to go to the University of Tennessee.
Okay. Trent, you got a couple of questions for Skip?
So, Skip, you know, being born and raised in Columbus, you know, y'all, everybody knows you. So all they got to do is hear your name, and they start.
I don't know about that. They keep telling me that. I don't know about
whatever,
that.
Whatever. You know, what happens in Columbus stays in Columbus. I get it. So
I got you.
So currently, what are you doing now, Skip?
Well, currently, pretty much retired. Basically, spending most of my time working on this organization, the Hall of Fame.
Okay.
And of course, our objective when we started was to actually have a building.
Right. Okay.
We got away from that.
Right.
And we now are trying to deal with creating a virtual concept.
Nice.
With that.
Okay.
Nice.
Make the organization bigger. Before that, I was I had been inducted into Florida State Hall of Fame and some years ago, and was coaching here and created helped create one of the top girls high school programs in the state of Florida.
Oh, good.
Okay.
In fact, one of the winningest programs in the state of Florida. We're probably second in terms of number of state titles we won.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
And appearances and so on. So basically doing that. Actually, I'd been overseas and done some camps over in Africa and did a camp with Jim Clemens for some years in California,
okay,
in L.A.
Nice. Okay.
And
nice.
So just that kind of stuff. And as I told Bobby, we're trying to write a book, myself, Don Sellers, on the history of basketball at Lyndon McKinley.
Nice.
And we're just about finished with it. So that would cover a lot of the history at Lyndon, mm-hmm. great players that have come out of there.
Yeah.
And so on. So doing those types of things.
Okay, let me pause here for a second. TalkTainmentRadio.com is a 24/7, no-charge worldwide broadcasting facility with hosts delivering on various topics such as news, lifestyle, sports, law, health, wellness, religion, and politics. Now, here's a couple I'm going to share with you. One is called Wiggins World with Stacey Wiggins. Man, if you are sick, got some type of illness, Brother Wiggins will lay it out for you naturally. Yeah, listen to him. Also, this is Libby. Libby Rand deals with holistic medicine and different kinds of things in the holistic world, health. We've even gone over her house, and, man, Miss Libby can lay out a spread. But good information there, good herbs, spices, all that kind of thing. And then one of Trent's and I favorite, a young woman, but she's funny, the Quay Morgan Hill Show. If you have if you have not got that yet, go back and check that out. It is funny. Listen, all these shows are exclusive to TalkTainmentRadio.com, and all you have to do is go to the TalkTainmentRadio.com homepage site, and there's a list over there that has programs, and you can look at all the programs that TalkTainmentRadio.com has to offer and give a sample to a few. You may like them, you may not, but you won't know that until you sample it. All that from TalkTainmentRadio.com. This is radio the way it should be heard. Our guest is my man, Skip Young. Ed Skip Young. Lyndon McKinley, 1967 state basketball champions. Him, Jim Clemens, Buck Harris. Who else was on that team, Skip?
Well, Buck wasn't on that team. You know,
Buck wasn't
as
on
we
that
talked
team.
About, the team prior to our state championship team was a very good team, and Buck was on that team. We
okay.
lost in the regional finals to Rex Kern.
That's right, Chris Brown. Chris Brown was on that team.
And so we had Chris Brown at center, Rodney Kent at the forward, Jim at the forward, had Jimmy Clark and myself at the guard.
Okay, that's right.
And that's how the team ended up. It didn't start out that way because I played mostly a forward through my high school career.
Yeah,
until we had that East game when they came over there and had us up 20 points at half.
And y'all, what'd y'all do?
Yeah, they had us. Chickarella changed the lineup, put me at a guard. We came back. We still lost by four. And then we played them in the regional in the Coliseum, the old Coliseum, and we did 11.
I was there. I mean, 43-34.
Yeah,
I will never forget it. 43-30. I mean, East was something else, but Lyndon, oh man, it was something else, man.
Yeah, Jimmy, it was good. They were good rivalries.
Yeah.
Very good rivalries. Two good programs. Competitive. Basketball was pretty. Was at its height around that time.
Yeah.
I'm not saying, not talking about any other years weren't good.
Right.
But we had very good basketball at that time, and a lot of those guys left and went on, did very well, you know, in the college level, and quite a few of them went pro.
Yeah, okay.
We did do pretty good.
Okay, before I turn back over to Trent, just name a few. I know we can't name them all, but some of the few good basketball players in the rich history of City League basketball that came through here, just offhand.
Oh man, come on!
You'd
be for your whole program trying to name all them guys.
Okay, you mentioned Ed Stahl, who was at Walnut Ridge.
He put out people.
Yeah,
Eddie Waller, Mike Hammond, Ken Folks, Avery Godfrey.
Yeah,
right.
Then you going down. South had their squad with Bullock, Peyton, Joe Hayes, those teams. Then you had us with our team. Of course, you had Central had good teams, even though they didn't win the state. They had good players all the time.
Sure did. Bobby Chandler was down there.
Bobby Chandler was a great player. You know, Gary Cochran at Eastmore. We can go on and on and on. Jerry Francis from West.
Yeah, yeah.
Gil Matthews from East. Eddie Ratliff, Bo Peep.
Oh, yeah.
Nicky Connors.
Yep.
Bo Peep was at North originally.
He was, that's right.
His last 2 years. Yeah, he was at North originally. Nicky was at Mohawk.
Yep.
And Nicky if you'd imagine Nicky Connors playing with Freddie Saunders Woo! At Mohawk, who do you think would have won the state title?
And Freddie went to the NBA with what, the Boston Celtics, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was with Phoenix.
Yeah.
And he was the Boston Celtics. He first went down there with Dwight Lamar
yeah.
in Southwest Louisiana.
Mm.
Then he transferred, I think, to Syracuse, if I got it correctly.
Okay, okay.
Then as you move on with Herb Williams and right. Chucky Williams
yeah.
And you know, you move on with that, and then you get into those areas. You got Estevan,
yeah,
yep. Gregory,
yep.
You know, I mean,
just
come
a,
on, even now,
yeah.
I mean,
Granville, all those guys.
Yeah, Granville yeah, Waiters and all Granville of them, Waiters. Right, right. Yeah,
look at the guys you got. Columbus, I think, just got ranked 10th.
Okay,
I think
what?
Yeah, 10th in terms of the number of cities that has the most pros.
Wow.
And it might be more. I mean, that's I think it's kind of current.
Yeah.
Right.
But we're still putting them out. You got Jerry Francis' grandson going to North Carolina, another with another kid. You got
right.
the kid that played at Michigan State.
Yep.
Columbus is still putting out.
Yeah.
For whatever reason, we drinking certain water, okay, or drinking something,
right.
okay. I hope it's all legal,
right?
But we're putting out some pretty good, still putting out good ball players.
Okay, Trent.
So let's take a step closer to the present. Your days in Florida, Florida State.
Yeah.
How was that playing down there? Different from Columbus, you know. I'm of course high school to college, and then. So the next level, what were some of your memories?
Well, the first thing was I'd never been south.
Okay.
So I wasn't familiar with Jim Crow.
Okay.
Okay. I knew nothing about it. I didn't know how it was.
Mm-hmm.
And that was pretty much what I was faced with when I was down here.
Yeah. Okay.
Because, you know, black athletes around that time, 66, 67, that's when they start really going to an all-white institution. Remember, in 66,
mm-hmm.
Texas El Paso won a national title.
Right, under Don Haskins.
And yeah, and so that was the beginning. The reason why I went there versus Ohio State,
uh-huh.
because my style of play didn't fit Ohio State.
Correct.
And Fred Taylor wasn't going to, you know, he wasn't going to play two brothers.
No, he okay. did good playing one.
Yeah, barely. And so
exactly.
the program that I went to, kind of the coach told me, we're going to play more of an up-tempo, which was my style of play.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And so that's what happened. As far as playing is concerned, I did well.
Uh-huh.
Social, struggled with the social mm-hmm. aspects of it, the attitudes and whatnot.
Yeah.
In fact, we just got honored because I played on the winningest team at Florida State.
Okay.
We only lost 3 games.
Wow.
But we couldn't, we were placed on probation. It's questionable why the probation.
Okay.
In the middle
right.
of the season, they put us on probation.
Right.
And because you had a pretty much predominantly black team,
mm-hmm.
One white guy started. That was Dave Cowens that ended up playing with the Boston Celtics.
Sure
you gotta
did.
Be kidding
Dave
me.
Cowens, yeah.
No, he was the center.
Right.
So
wow.
he was insulated by us,
mm-hmm.
and we had a very good team. I mean, you know, we beat some very good. We beat Jacksonville that year. They were number one. I don't know if you remember.
Artis Gilmore and Pembroke Burroughs?
Yeah, we beat them.
Wow.
We beat them by 6 in Tallahassee, and they beat us by 6 in Jacksonville. So it was a big rivalry.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
So that's the kind of team we had. We had about 4 or 5 or 6 guys off that team that went pro.
Okay.
So
Dave got drafted by because Arback actually came down to see us.
Okay.
And basically look at Dave, but when he saw our team, he was like, how in the hell does this guy get these guys? So it wasn't just him.
Right.
So Dave got drafted the year before me, a guy named Willie Williams that played on the team. Then I got drafted the following year by Boston.
Okay.
And then later on we had a guy a few years later after that named Benny Clyde who played with Boston, who was supposed to be the next Havlicek, but he kind of ended his career
mm-hmm.
attitude-wise.
Okay.
But so we really had a lot of great basketball players come from Florida State. But the only thing was dealing with the social, but it made me a better person
yeah.
and a better man.
Okay,
I did graduate from Florida State.
Good
Amen.
Man. Good.
Amen.
Before we let you go, this thing, you and I were speaking on this foundation thing that's coming up. Did you mention that some of the proceeds and things you're going to try to put some money back into Lynn McKinley on uniforms, shoes, and
no, that's for the book.
Oh, that's for the book. Oh, the book could do that.
The Panther Way.
Okay,
that doesn't have anything to do with GCBLA, but since you asked me, the book that Don and I are writing called The Panther Way, the rise, decline, and emergence of a championship program.
Okay,
that we're talking about once we finish it, having something at Lyndon. And hopefully to sell the book, putting something back into the program.
Yeah.
Academically and sports-wise. Yes, that's what I was telling you.
Yeah. Okay, all right.
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you what. Go ahead.
With the GCBLA, look, brother, we're just trying to keep the archives and honor people. And it's not just about honoring people. Showing our kids that, look, you can navigate your way through this.
Yeah.
There are many people that we recognize. They're not just good basketball players. Many of them, they just became great people.
Right.
They accomplished things. In business world, education, we've got a guy that's John Howard. He's been superintendent of two school districts in this country.
You're right, and I understand.
He's a PhD. Uh-huh. And so people have done a lot of great things. I even did some adjunct professorship at Florida State.
Yeah,
so I'm saying it's not just about the basketball.
Right.
It's about where basketball can take you. And I'm sure you guys are speaking that same thing to the young people. But we just want to show them, look, you can make this happen.
You can make it happen. Okay.
And that's the purpose of this thing.
And that's going to be good because I saw on the program, I think Ms. Robinson sent me, there was going to be an honoree of, I think, a couple of ladies, a couple of women.
S. Yolanda Robinson is being recognized. She's been very supportive of us.
Yes, yes.
She's too short. She's shorter than Muggsy Bowles, so you know she ain't playing no basketball. But she's been so supportive. We're giving her my brother's keeper.
Okay. Award. Okay. All right.
And because we did work with the city when they actually started that program, so we carried that over into our program.
Nice.
All right.
Her, Gail Saunders, who is our PR person,
yes,
PR
right.
force for
yes.
some years, we're recognizing her and her. Marketing us and promoting us, and Yolanda, also Will Haygood, will get a media award.
Yeah, I know
Hoover,
Will and his brothers.
Felix Hoover, he'll get that award. Then Johnny Clark will get an achievement award.
That's my cousin.
Oh, really? Yeah. Well, come on out then. You have to excuse not
yeah.
to come.
All right. That's my cousin. Absolutely.
Yeah, you need to come and salute your cousin.
Okay.
So, and all these people will be inducted. It's just that to different degrees.
Right. Yes, sir.
They're getting their awards. And I hate to say put a special award like theirs, but they are special.
All of them.
Right.
And
all
then
of
you've
them are
got,
special.
Then you've got people getting Don Sellers, Van Gregg, Scott Weekly, your coaches, your players.
That's good.
Brittany Hunter, who played at Brookhaven, remember, she was a player of the year nationally.
Yeah,
she
right.
With Reggie. When she was playing for Reggie at Brookhaven.
Right.
And you got Tomika Brown, who played at Mary Franklin. Don't get me wrong.
Okay.
Played at Mary Franklin and then played at Ohio State.
Yeah, I see there's going to be many of them, but we got to wrap
Tony
it up Lucas, there,
who played at he played at Hartley and ended up being a McDonald's All-American.
Okay.
So, we're recognizing, I think, a very quality group of people who have done some things, not only just basketball-wise, but things on and off the court. I think the issue is basketball and beyond.
Basketball and beyond.
There you go.
I think, like to see the organization and the Hall of Famers have an impact on the sport in Columbus.
I hate to cut you short, Skip, but we're pressed up against time. But thank you, and then when we get the book out, we'll have you come back on and we'll do the book
indeed.
Back. We'll have you do that.
All right,
again.
Man. Appreciate it.
Appreciate
encourage you guys to come on out now to the event.
Okay.
Yes, indeed.
All right. Thank you. Thank you, Skip. All right.
Thank you.
All right.
Bye.
All righty. All right. That was Skip Young. TalkTainmentRadio.com. We go where you go. Download the TalkTainmentRadio.com app to your cell or to your tablet. Podcasts are also available. That's radio the way it should be heard. Stay right there because we got the time bomb ticking. Oh, yeah. Somebody going to be ready to drop it here on TalkTainmentRadio.com. Radio the way it should be heard.
The Urban Culture Arts Foundation presents Baba Shanga Obadina Pakati on Sunday, August the 18th from 4 to 7 and Saturday, August the 24th from 2 to 5. All events will occur in the William H. Thomas Art Gallery at 1270 Bryden Road. For more information, call 614-252-7525 or 614-745-1753.
For the best home fragrance and beauty products, shop Ash Kickin online.
That's Ashkikin.
Made with 100% natural quality ingredients and handcrafted with your family in mind, Ash Kickin products are better than those other guys. Ash Kickin candles, incense, body butter, face moisturizer, and hair moisturizer are priced just right, and you can get yours at 10% off with coupon code TALK17. Support this 100% black-owned business and get your home and body smelling and feeling all right.
That's
Shop Ash Kickin online at www.ashkickin.com.
I've got the water, energy bars, and camera. I think we're set for the hike.
Almost. We need to protect our skin. Don't forget your wide-brimmed hat and sunscreen.
All right. I've got the hat. I've got SPF 30. Will that work?
Yeah, anything 15 or higher is good. Just make sure it says broad spectrum.
Great. Got it. I am not getting burned again. Let's go.
Learn more at cdc.gov/cancer.
Sex Code War by Kahari Inaharo, the author of the Essence magazine bestseller Race Code War, is releasing his second book, Sex Code War. Be on the lookout for Sex Code War.
See that cute little dog in the pet store? Chances are it came from a puppy mill, a breeding facility that forces caged, neglected, and often sick dogs to churn out puppies to be sold for profit. Meanwhile, millions of wonderful, healthy pets end up in animal shelters. But with one simple choice, you can help, just by deciding to adopt instead of purchase your next pet. Not only are you saving a life, you're taking a stand against puppy mills. Visit bestfriends.org/puppymills to learn more.
If you or someone you know is abusing drugs and or alcohol and want to stop the abuse, contact APDS at 1409 East Livingston Avenue. Office hours are 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. daily and 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. on Saturday. APDS is certified by the Ohio Department of Mental Health and Addiction Services and primarily funded through the Adam H. Board. Fees are based on your income and Medicaid is always accepted. For more information, call 614-253-4448.
This is Al Edmondson, owner of a Cutter Brother Rest Barbershop. I'm calling on all barbers and beauticians. It's time for us to unite as one. We can serve our communities better together. Join the Ohio Black Barber Beauty Network. For more information, visit www.obbn.org or call 614-427-3 to get more information. Be the change that you want to see in your community. Join our network.
This is what the greatest thing about sports is. You play to win the game. You play to win the game. You don't play to just play it. That's the great thing about sports.
Okay, we're back for a second. That slides to the action. TalkTainmentRadio.com. We go where you go. Just download the TalkTainmentRadio.com app to your cell or to your tablet. That's radio the way it should be heard. My name is Mr. Bobby. I'm with my sidekick, Trent McMurray. You're listening to Talking Sports Plus. All right, now, if you don't have your seatbelt on, get in the car. Right. Put your seatbelt on because we're getting ready to go. As somebody always says on their show, three deep, we're getting ready to go deep here. We're getting ready to go deep. Trent McMurray, go ahead, baby, and drop the bomb.
Well, I don't even know where to start, Mr. Bobby, other than the fact that it's been in the news lately about Mr. Jerry Epstein.
Is it Jerry or Jeff or whatever?
Jeffrey. Jeff Epstein. Okay. And his pedophile sex whatever scandal, and they named a couple high
profile people that were, I don't want to say associated, but high profile people that knew him.
Okay.
And one of them is Columbus's own billionaire, the owner of a multi-billion dollar corporation.
Here in Columbus?
In Columbus, out northeast.
Did you say billion?
Billions with a B. Ooh. Yeah, their company buildings are all black. And he built his own city here in the city of Columbus as a suburb.
Wait a minute, I wonder who could that be? Man, built his own city, huh?
Yeah, it's northeast of 270.
Okay.
And it's... Let me say this first.
Okay, say it first.
The information is out there if you go look at it.
Okay.
This is not me making anything up.
Okay.
And I'm going to quote a lot of stuff from a website called Vox. V-O-X.
Okay.
So you can go there or just Google the associates of Jeffrey Epstein.
Yeah, I did.
And you'll get the list of people.
Okay.
So anyway, yep. This particular person is a billionaire and owns several companies that bring in billions of dollars every year. So I started digging and looking into this, and in behalf of this person, which I'm not going to mention his name because I want to wake up in the morning.
Okay.
That's how deep I went.
Okay.
He has publicly stated that he has disassociated himself with Mr. Epstein a decade ago.
Okay.
But I said, okay, that's fine. So anyway, I kept on digging and digging because you sent me down a rabbit hole.
Again.
And once I go in a rabbit hole, I just keep digging and digging and digging. Anyway, Epstein's New York mansion.
Yes.
Which is supposed to be one of the most prominent single-family homes in Manhattan.
$77
million. $77 million, which back in 2001 was bought by this billionaire in Columbus.
Who lives in Columbus. Okay.
Yeah. And that's who owned the property up until, I don't know, 2006 maybe.
Mm-hmm.
And he gifted Mr. Epstein the house.
He gifted the house to him.
Gifted the house to him supposedly for a dollar.
Mm-mm.
Anywho, Mr. Epstein was on his board of directors. Mr. Epstein came out of nowhere. And within his company that Mr. Epstein supposedly owns, public record has only shown that he has one client.
One client?
Only one client that happens to be a billionaire here in Columbus, Ohio.
Okay. Wow.
I don't know. And they're even questioning if Epstein is really a billionaire.
Okay.
So, you know, you keep digging and digging.
Now, are there other prominent names associated with this?
Yeah, there's tons of other names associated with Mr. Epstein,
mm-hmm.
Including ex-presidents, current presidents.
Wow.
Past presidents.
And not only of this country,
not only of this country, but other countries across the pond.
Yes.
So, you know, there's even people that were associated with him in a bad way that confirmed these other people were involved with him as well.
Yeah, now, some of the things that happened, Trent, I'm asking,
uh-huh.
did not only involve this kind of activity, but did it involve things with perhaps little girls and little boys?
Yes, pedophilia.
Yes, pedophilia.
Absolutely, underage kids.
So this is a deep ring of pedophilia?
I would say yes, it is.
Wow.
A deep ring of pedophilia. You know, Mr. Epstein hosts, as I was talking to one of my people.
Yes.
You host a party and you invite these prominent people. And because you have money, you basically can do anything you want. So these people come to these parties and they say, hey, have you ever thought about this? And they're like, well, that's always been one of my fantasies.
Ooh.
And they're like, well, going upstairs.
Mm.
So that's how they draw you in, suck you in, and keep you on the hook, because now they have proof, evidence that you've...
Oh, you mean they take pictures and videos of all of this?
I don't know if they did or not. I don't know if they took pictures or video. Don't know. Don't care.
Okay.
And
well, they got some kind of information.
They got some information, okay. And that's how they draw you in. So now you basically can't get out.
So you're compromised.
You're compromised.
Wow.
And it's happened to good people.
Mm. Mm.
And, you know, the love of money is the root of all evil.
Yes.
The love of money.
Yes.
And so Epstein, Mr. Epstein is, you know, they're questioning everything he's done, the people that he's associated with, and, you know, they're digging deeper, and it doesn't look
good.
Well,
let me ask you this, Trent. How do we know that the people who are supposedly, or at least publicly, doing the investigating of him, how do we know that they're not involved?
We don't. You're absolutely right. And it well could be. So there could be smoke and mirrors come out soon to throw off the trail of whoever.
Hmm.
That would not surprise me, because that's how they do. They show you the left hand and say it's the left hand, and the right hand's off doing the dirt.
Wow, wow.
You know, just like the Patriots owner.
Hey.
Money talks.
You mean Mr. Bobby?
Yeah.
Not Mr. Bobby.
No,
yeah.
But
yeah, the other Mr. Bobby with the money.
Yeah, Robert.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, thank you. Mr. Robert.
Yeah, Mr. Robert.
Who got all that information basically thrown out of court, is that correct?
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah. Mm.
Yeah, well, when you pay to play, then you don't have to pay. You just
Hey, I like that. When you pay to play, you don't have to pay.
Right, you just play.
You just play.
So there's more, and I'll come up with more and more details, but, you know, I got to the point where I said, okay, you know, enough is enough.
Okay.
And I need to live to fight another day.
Yeah, that's true. Well, let's do this before we go into Trent's rant here. Mm. Trent,
yes.
I've been noticing a trend. There are certain cities that can support two or more sports franchises. Take New York.
Yes. Go ahead. I'm going to drop a dime on you here. Go ahead.
You got New York. You got the Giants and the Jets.
Giants and the Jets.
But you also have the Rangers.
Yes.
You also have the New York Islanders.
Yes.
That's in hockey.
Uh-huh.
I think they have two soccer teams now.
Yes.
Okay.
Don't forget your Knicks.
Oh, yeah. They got the Knicks and now the Nets, which went over to Brooklyn, where my aunt used to live at.
Right.
Okay, then you got Los Angeles now.
Yep.
The Chargers just moved up in there from San Diego.
Exactly.
So they have two. They got two hockey teams, the Anaheim Ducks and the L.A. Kings.
And the Kings.
They got two baseball teams.
Yep.
The Dodgers. And the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim.
Yes.
Let's see. What else? Football, basketball, baseball.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
You got the Fakers.
Yeah, Fakers, yeah.
Clippers.
Yeah, and the Clippers.
Yeah.
What about this one? This one surprised me. Oakland, San Francisco area.
Yeah.
You got two teams there.
One's leaving.
Supposedly.
Yeah.
Okay.
They're homeless right now.
But then you have baseball, the Giants. And the A's. Now, I don't know about hockey unless you consider San Jose up there.
Right, the Sharks.
Yeah, the Sharks. Okay. What about Baltimore and Washington? I mean, they're only 35 miles apart.
Right.
But they have the similar situation there.
Exactly.
What about Boston? I hate to say that.
Boston got everybody.
Boston's got everybody.
Right.
This is the one that got me. Pittsburgh. For that little place, Columbus is bigger than Pittsburgh.
You're right.
But you got the Pirates. Now, that's one.
Right, Pirates.
But then you have the Penguins. They don't have a basketball team. But
right.
the Steelers, which
the Steelers.
Is the number one, Mark. I think they're number 17 in Forbes thing.
Right.
Okay. And here's the one that surprised me, Trent. Chicago only has, well, they have two baseball teams.
Right, two baseball
teams.
One hockey team.
And one basketball team. Could they support two basketball teams in Chicago, Trent, in your opinion? I mean, you live there.
I did. They could, but the state's bankrupt.
Okay. Could they support two football teams? Now, you know the monsters of the Midway under George Halas.
No.
It ain't going to happen,
is it? It ain't going to happen.
Okay. All right. Well, I just thought I would bring those cities up.
So, speaking of cities that could handle multiple sports.
Okay.
The beloved capital of the great state of Ohio.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh. Wait a minute. Did you go in the archives and get this one?
I did.
Okay, talk to me.
And my people told me this, and I was floored.
All right, go ahead.
Do you know they're thinking about moving the Ohio State Fair?
They're going to move the fair?
They're going to move the fair.
To where?
I think Hilliard.
Well, they already had the Franklin County Fair out there.
I understand that. Okay. But I connect dots.
Okay, you connected, and what did you discover
so
when you connected
if,
the dots?
If they abandon the fair here in Columbus, that land up there?
Yes.
Huh, let's build a Coliseum and bring an NBA basketball team here. I'm done.
Well, but remember, we've been talking about that
yes,
for 2 years.
Absolutely.
At least that long.
Yes.
Because that's the only one that could fit in here.
That's
is a
correct.
Basketball team. But now I know your people seem to know something, but I got a question.
Yeah.
With Nationwide Arena being there, and it's shown that they can support basketball, why would they need another arena there? Trent, when they got Nationwide Arena,
okay.
41 hockey dates.
Yes, I get it.
They got it.
Here's the
okay.
bigger picture.
Okay.
Regentrification.
Or gentrification or regeneration?
Gentrification.
Okay.
Where's the fair located? Thank you. I rest my case.
The ghetto. Well, guess what? Marvin is tuning up. And you know what that means. It's time for your favorite spot of Talking Sports Plus, Trent's Rant. All right, Trent, what you got for me?
Now, Mr. Bob, I have kept this under my hood and have not even consider talking about it.
I'm afraid that hood is not pointed.
No.
Okay.
Meaning I kept it under covers and I just kind of been silent talking about it.
Okay.
Until now. Until now. I can't handle this. People, now, when God, whether you believe in him or not, I don't care. That's between you and him. He created man and woman.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Because it's not a good thing for man to be alone.
Yeah.
Right?
Okay.
Am I right?
You're right.
Okay.
I hope you're not going to go where I think you're going.
What the hell is non-binary?
Oh.
Whew. What the hell is non-binary?
Oh, I thought you were going to talk about the dude that got the orangutan pregnant. Go ahead.
Non-binary is a person that wants to be recognized as not a male, not a female.
Now, I heard of the binary code, which is kind of like...
Yeah, that's a whole nother ball game.
But non-binary?
Non-binary means they're neutral.
What the hell is that?
Exactly. They're not male. They don't want to be recognized as a male or female.
Wait a minute. How in the heck are they... How did they get here?
Exactly.
By asexual reproduction?
Not going to happen. So
test tube?
Not going well. That could, but it's either a male or a female that decides they're non-binary. They don't want to be recognized as the male or female they were born, and they don't want to be recognized as the opposite sex.
Do they have a penis?
If they're born a male, yes.
Do they have a vagina?
If they're born a female, yes.
But you say they're non-binary.
But they're non-binary.
So do they remove those organs?
They do, and take hormone drugs to either eliminate or to grow the other parts. But they want to be binary. How in the hell can you be non-binary when the X chromosome determines what the hell you were born as?
Right.
It's insane. That is from the pit of hell. I don't get it.
I don't get it either.
I don't understand it. I'm not going to stand for it. The only thing I can say is, Mr. Bobby, that it appears that the enemy, and I'm not going to get too deep, but I'm going to put it out there, that the enemy is trying to erase everything that God created, stood for, and stands for.
You know, let me ask you something, Trent. Since you went there.
Yeah.
Now, consider this. You know, they do, or in this era, they do DNA tests.
Yes.
Now, if they had done a DNA test on the baby,
yes.
because, you know, paternity is determined by the father.
Yes, it is.
They would have discovered, if they had done the test on Joseph,
yes.
who everybody, some people say that he was the father of the Savior.
Yes.
they would have to go get Maury Povich out.
Correct.
He would have said, Joseph, you are not the father.
Correct. Exactly. So I am so tired of what's wrong is right and what's right is wrong. Mm. I'm sick of it.
In the
to
last
the point
day?
Where it makes me sick. You're right. In the last days. I'm just saying, okay. Mr. Bobby.
Whew! Deep, man. Deep, brother, as usual. All right. What you got for me? What's another story for me?
Dirty Birds.
Uh-oh. Wait a minute. You ain't talking about Atlanta, are you?
I am talking about Atlanta. The Atlanta Falcons.
Talking about Falcons.
The Atlanta Falcons have confirmed that their beast safety, Wilcox, has suffered a season-ending ACL injury.
In training camp.
He's out. He's done.
Speaking about that, Trent.
Happened Tuesday.
Yeah. Speaking about that, today is Tuesday. Trent, maybe you can help me out here. All this free agency stuff, I don't really recognize the NBA anymore with teams gathering up and all this money. You got something on that?
Absolutely.
Well, go ahead.
The free agency in the NBA this year was a blockbuster phenomenon for the players.
Okay.
Because basically they said, we run this, not y'all.
Yeah.
Y'all may be the billionaires, but we the millionaires that make y'all billionaires. So check this out.
All right.
The NBA's Board of Governors convened earlier this month in Las Vegas.
Las Vegas. What's going on in Vegas?
Stays in Vegas.
Okay, all right.
The owners' heads were spinning from a league-shaking flurry of deals that reshaped their realities in a matter of days.
Okay.
Talking about free agency.
Okay.
Okay? The powerful men and women, some though, clenched their teeth and others opened their arms about all of this stuff, the free agents, the players jumping, bouncing, signing, moving, other players following, and there is a investigation going on by the NBA.
To see if what, somebody tampered?
See if there was tampering. Absolutely. And here's the thing. Mr. Silver, he has the power to find teams.
Okay.
So they're actually going to investigate a few of these deals that went down,
okay.
Mr. Bobby.
Well, let me ask you this. I know there's some things that you don't care about, in particular the Cowboys, or you call them the Cowgirls. But let me ask you this. With all this money floating around, should Ezekiel get paid by the Cowboys, by Jerry Jones? He's got the money, Trent.
If they were smart, they'd pay him now.
But what's smart got to do with it?
You either pay me now or pay me later. And if you pay me later, you're going to pay me more.
Well, he may not be there.
You don't know that.
Yeah, that's true. I do not know it either.
Right, neither does
because he. Somebody might pick him up. Because he and Saquon Barkley are the number one and number two, respectively, backs in the NFL.
In the league, yeah.
And Todd Gurley, I think, is number three
with
the, what is it, is the LA, not the Chargers, but the Rams.
Rams.
Yeah, the Rams,
yeah.
Which are on the upcoming.
Right, but.
See,
Jerry has a problem.
What's his problem?
He got paid Dak.
So you don't think he can pay Dak and Zeke at the same time?
Come on.
So they're going to he going to drag Zeke?
Dak's the face, Zeke's the horse.
So who do you want? You want the face of a horse, or you want the horse?
I want the horse.
Okay, but like John Malkovich said in the movie Rounders, pay the man his money.
Right, pay the man his money. Right, exactly. But yeah, you're right. Jerry Jones has a decision.
Well,
Zeke has what, 2 years left on his contract?
I think so.
He's got two.
But now, Trent, come on, let's kick it for real.
Right.
Zeke has some issues with controlling himself.
Zeke got issues.
Yeah.
He does.
We're not going to blow the whistle.
No.
But there was some things.
Hush.
Okay. All right.
Hush. Hush.
I'm just going to say they didn't just
come up. No, that didn't happen overnight.
No.
It happened at night, but it didn't happen overnight.
Yeah, it didn't happen overnight.
I'm with you.
Yeah, okay. All right.
I'm with you.
Woo! All right, baseball, Trent. Does it surprise you that
baseball.
All these home runs that are going over the place, I mean, it seemed like they're not going for the basic fundamentals that you and I went for. You know, you bunt, get a guy over, get a hit.
No.
You know, I mean, they're
out the ballpark.
Blasting for the ball. Do you think that's good for the game?
So, first of all, I have to talk about the background of the
okay.
Because everybody's saying the ball's juice.
Yeah.
You know who bought the Rawlings Baseball Company?
I'm not familiar with that. Who did?
The owner of the San Diego Padres.
Okay.
He owns Rawlings Baseball. He owns,
and that's where baseball gets their
baseballs from.
Wow. That's new information. I didn't know that.
Look it up.
Okay.
So I don't know if it's juiced, but it's a different ball.
Right.
They made a different ball.
So they're not getting them from the Caribbean no more, where they used to get them from, and then going up to Delaware, getting that mud out of the Delaware River.
Right.
To, you know, put on the ball to knock the sheen off of it.
Evidently not, but Rawlings still makes them. And I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think it's good for baseball.
I don't either, with all these home runs.
Right. Nobody wants to sit there. I want to see baseball. I want to see a double play.
But then the millennials don't want to see a 2-1, 3-2 game.
No, they want 50-4 in baseball.
Yeah, they want a softball game to break out in a baseball
exactly.
game.
Exactly.
No. I'm old school, man. But then, I'm, you know, hey, maybe it's not our time anymore, Trent.
It is. The more things change, the more they stay the same.
The more they stay the same, absolutely here.
Speaking of baseball.
Go ahead, speak.
Shout out to my now MLB Hall of Fame pitcher.
Oh, wait a minute. Rita, are you listening to this?
Mr. Ramirez. Manny, come on. Was inducted into the Baseball Hall of Fame over the weekend.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Big Mo. Now, Trent, I was watching ESPN the other day, and they got this pitcher. I forget his name.
Mm-hmm.
But the only reason why I watched it because he's a right-handed pitcher,
yes.
Trent. And he threw a fastball into home plate.
Uh-huh.
But, Trent, the pitch, the batter was in the batter's box, the left-handed side, getting ready to bat left-handed.
Okay.
The ball, Trent, looked exactly like it was coming toward him.
Uh-huh.
But when it got near the plate, the ball took this turn and went to the right.
Okay.
I mean, not a little bit.
Right.
Drastically.
Right.
Not a wiffle ball.
Okay.
I had never seen that, but then I heard your man, number 51, it used to be for the Yankees. You know what I'm talking about.
I know who you're talking about.
That place gets tired and everything now.
Yes.
He said that most pitch was like that.
Right.
I did not know. That's why you couldn't get him. And he only had one pitch.
Yeah, one pitch.
And they couldn't get it.
Couldn't get it.
Yeah.
Right.
Bernie Sanders.
I know.
But he was the center fielder, number 51, Bernie.
Oh,
Yeah, somebody knows who that is.
Somebody knows. Let me know.
Yeah.
My peoples.
Yeah. But he said, because I saw on the interview, he said that's why they could not hit him.
Right.
Now, I'm sitting up there, and I'm thinking, here's a ball that looking like it's getting ready to hit me.
Right.
And then it
inside.
It makes a drastic turn.
Yeah.
This guy's pitch last night was so drastic, I couldn't believe it, man.
Wow.
I thought it was a wiffle ball, but it wasn't. It was an actual baseball.
And see, that's why I love baseball, because it's the only pure sport left.
You think
professional
so?
Professional
sport. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Professional.
But these home runs, that's stupid.
Yeah. Now, when you and I went down to see your beloved Yankees.
Bombed the Reds.
Beat the Reds. Was that a doubleheader, by the way?
I don't know.
It was.
But
yeah.
It might as well be. They bombed them.
Oh, man.
I'm just glad I got to see Derek before he.
You did. Number two. Derek.
And he's, matter of fact, I'm going to call it now. He's going into the Hall of Fame next year's first ballot.
First ballot. Because Mo was, wasn't it? Yeah,
yes,
it was.
Mo was too. Yep. Derek will be there in the Hall of Fame next year.
Bernie Williams.
You're absolutely right.
Bernie Williams.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's it.
Wow. Well, you know what they say, Trent.
Oh, by the way, we're 9 games ahead.
Yeah.
9 games.
Nine games
ahead of the...
Of the Boston Red... I'm not a Red Sox fan, period.
You don't need to be, but we're killing our division. We're 9 games ahead. The second place team's 9.
I don't care how many games you're ahead. Can you win when it counts?
We'll see.
Yeah, we'll see. Well, guess what, Trent?
What?
Time sure flies.
No.
When you're having fun.
I got stories.
I know. We'll keep those stories because we can use them later, but... We're going to have Miss Janet.
I got lies.
I know it. Queued up, but we're going to use Stanley Stanley Clark and his time sure flies when we're having fun. And we are definitely having fun. But guess what? The clock on the wall says that's all, y'all. So we're going to have to go. But in 2 weeks, we plan on seeing you again. So thanks for listening. Be safe. Time sure flies when you're having fun. And we'll see you in 2 weeks. TalkTainmentRadio.com, the world's greatest radio, radio the way it should be heard. We'll see you in 2 weeks.